Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A man serving a 20-year prison sentence for threatening officials in New Jersey has made it onto Alaska's general election ballot for the state's lone U.S. House seat this November. Eric Hafner was convicted in 2022 of threatening to kill judges, police officers, and others, and sentenced to serve 20 years in federal prison. He originally came in sixth in Alaska's open primary, which allows only the top four vote-getters to advance to the general election. But Republican Matthew Salisbury withdrew from the race just ahead of Monday's deadline, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom withdrew last month. That means Hafner will appear on the November general election ballot, along with Alaska Independence Party Chairman John Wayne Howe and frontrunners Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola and Republican Nick Begich. State law does not require an elected U.S. representative to reside in the state. Hafner has no apparent ties to Alaska and is serving time at a federal prison in Otisville, New York, according to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, with a release date set for October 12, 2036. Molly Tudor, a legendary high school and college basketball player from Soldotna, who was the first Alaskan to play in the WNBA, has died. She was 49. The state's first two-time Gatorade Alaska Player of the Year in 1992 and 1993 at Sohi, Tudor went on to play at Arizona State University, where she became one of the first players from the last frontier to earn all-conference honors at the NCAA Division I level in the Pac-10, no less. The 6-foot shooting guard scored 1,374 points at Arizona State and finished her career ranked 5th on Alaska's all-time scoring list. Today, she's 14th. Tudor was the first Alaskan woman to make 100 three-pointers in college and the second to reach the 30-point benchmark in a Division I game after scoring a career-high 32 points against Southern Utah in 1997. Tudor was inducted into the Alaska High School Hall of Fame in 2006 and the Arizona State Hall of Fame in 2011. After basketball, Tudor turned her college degree into social work in Bullhead City, Arizona, where she moved to in 2009. There, she was a referee, a travel ball coach, and a co-owner of the Sand Bar and Grill. Tudor was in critical condition at the Sunrise Hospital in nearby Las Vegas last month, according to friends on social media, and died over the weekend. She led Soldotna High School to its lone Class 4A Girls State Championship in basketball and was named Player of the Year alongside East's Trajan Langdon. In many ways, she was on his level in high school. Alaska's Sports Report writes that Tudor and Coach Dan Gensel were like peanut butter and jelly. You couldn't talk about one without bringing up the other. They will be forever linked. Coach Dan Gensel passed away last year in the spring of 2023. Two mountain goat hunters who were stranded in extreme weather conditions on the east side of the Kachemak Bay were rescued last week by the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center. According to Department of Public Safety Communications Director Austin McDaniel, the hunters were located by the AKRCC at a high elevation in harsh weather conditions.
The two hunters reported high winds and really wet rain conditions. And the area they were located in is described as a high mountain bowl.
Alaska State Troopers received a report of a spot GPS SOS at approximately 4:45 a.m. on Wednesday, September 4th. Additional information provided via a two-way GPS device indicated the two goat hunters were stranded next to a small pond in the mountain depression just east of Halibut Cove at an elevation of approximately 2,800 feet. The Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident says that the hunters' shelter was failing as weather conditions worsened. Both goat hunters were rescued and taken to the Homer Airport. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.